It says Jesus is the prototos.
Of what?
The new creation.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I could get so excited about that I could throw myself on the ground and kick up in the air and scream and shout and say glory to God and go home. Amen. I am home, so I won't do it either. I'll beat you home after church too. No. Here's the thing. Jesus in rising from the dead, listen, get this and you'll never be the same. Jesus in rising from the dead with his glorified, magnificent, never to die again, never to be troubled again body was the prototype of a brand new creation that will one day fill the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, when I first studied that years ago, I said, dear Lord, why didn't they put it that way when I was in college? Then I remembered and I won't discuss that. Get me mad. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, one of these days on a new heaven and a new earth in the very end after the resurrection, down, way down, wherever that's going to be, this earth will be populated with people who look like Jesus. That is to say, Rick Price, as if he was Jesus. Fred Drummond, as if he was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The prototype has gone before us. The prototos has gone before us.
Hallelujah.
We looked up that word some time back from the dictionary, what a prototype is. Hey, it says we will see him as he is, we'll be like him. Fred Drummond with all the qualities of Jesus. Okay, some of you can't wait. Shut up. Don't rush me. Wait for the resurrection. The fact of the matter is, you see, that was the mystery. The Jews were convinced. And don't the Zionists scream it? They screamed it when they were crucifying him. Oh, yeah. And they're screaming it today. We're going to be the world. You're not, honey. We're going to have a Jewish revival, darling, without a doubt. We're heading towards it. But you're going to join churches like the rest of us.
That's right.
The rest of it is malarkey.
That's right.
You're going to get saved the way I got saved. You're going to repent and say, my God. And not because you see him in a cloud. Can you? You know, I would post a grievance in heaven. Mm-hmm. If they get saved by seeing Jesus, I'd get saved by faith.
Yeah.
Seriously. I said, what kind of carpadilious nonsense is that? I mean, they've been kicking you out of their lives for 2,000 years. You pop your head out of the sky and say, here I am. That's it. Wow, there he is now, I believe. That ain't faith, honey, and you get saved by faith. Now, there's a revival coming, my friends. Yeah, there's a revival coming among the Jews, and they're going to be released from the blindness that has come upon them in part. The part that's not blind of the elect. That's a very small amount, not part. And when that revival takes place, our church will be flooded with Jews saying, my God, I blew it. But the average church in America ain't going to attract them.
No, it's not.
It's not. They're going to say, what's that crazy dump?
Yes, they will.
Now, let's get back to the story. This is exciting. Can you bear it? And I'm not making it up. Maybe I'm making it up. Woo. No. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, he is the prototype in heaven today. He's the prototype in heaven today. And the fact is, I shall one day be like him. In the resurrection, I have news for you. I'll be as perfect as God himself, and I'll enter into dust. If you look at Ephesians and Corinthians, you'll see at the end time, when the last person is saved, and this is the day of salvation, which is why he hasn't come back sooner, and he knows when the day of salvation will end. When the last person is saved, it says we will be gathered into Christ, and Christ and us will be gathered into God, and we will be an eternal. We'll have an eternal thing going here. We are his bride. But in the meantime, in between time, let's have fun.
Amen.
Here I'm stuck, knowing I'm actually a person from the future and the past.
Amen.
I am. I don't belong here. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Don't ask me what I'm doing here. He didn't ask me. The fact of the matter is, the future reached back into the past and said, you want some of this?
Amen.
I said, I do.
Amen.
So now here's the challenge. We live today as those who belong to the future.
Yeah.
And we say, why, Lord? Why? Why? And he says, I need you to love them into heaven. They're no longer born that way and circumcised that way. So I'm the physical son of Abraham, because those physical sons are not the children of God anymore. May I remind you what Revelation said about that bunch? He said, those who are of the synagogue of Satan. That's not encouraging. He said, those who say they are Jews and are not. That's not very encouraging. Doesn't sound to me like he's sitting in heaven saying, aren't they marvelous? They're my people. They're not his people. You are his people.
Hallelujah.
And you are not going to be a son of Abraham and a blessed son of Abraham by faith till you are one by faith. And until you are one by faith, you won't be one. And when you are, it'll be by faith. Now, that sounded like I was stuck, and I was. Settle it. I am sick and tired, sick and tired, sick and tired. I'm not really sick and I'm not really tired, but I am put out. How about that? I can apply that one more literally. I've been put out. No. I am... Hey, don't find that so funny. I've been put out, as I said, by the fact that they keep on telling me how the Jews are blessed, that's why they're rich. And I'm going to tell you that is steaming compost leaves. That's as close as I get to the real thing. You and I are blessed, and we're just idiots with our money.
Hallelujah.
The Noahic blessing said the Shemite would rule the money. That's why they've got money. It says the Japhethite will dwell in the tent of the Shemite, and the Hamite will dwell in the tent of the Shemite. That means we'd be paying rent and mortgage to Jews.
Yeah.
Get over it.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're not blessed. That's part of something that many say doesn't exist anymore. I say it does.
That's right.